Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
Illuminati families.
Yes, that was really Bristolian. Right, and I promised on Monday's episode, because you weren't around, that we would read the reviews on this episode. So we've got three. It's amazing. We've never had three to read at the same time. So excited. I was like, what? Got another one. Right, you can read the first one.
I love these two guys and their accents. Well put together stories. A joy to listen to in the dark. The lady laughs like a witch, which is great stuff.
I know, I loved that when I saw it. I was like, I'm taking that as a compliment.
You are a witch as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but it's not like that. You say you're a witch.
I am.
But you're a good witch.
Yeah. A white witch. And that was from MT33. Thank you so much. Because I've seen them in the Turks and Caicos Isles, and they get us up right up into, we've been in the number one spot out of all podcasts in the islands, which is brilliant. So thank you. So my review says, love this show. Love the stories. The hosts tell them so well. Love their accents. And the stories are so good. This is a great podcast. And that's from Victoria H. 1962. Thanks so much, Victoria. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well-researched, really great storytelling. Wonderful podcasts. Hosts are funny and entertaining, but the real strength is the storytelling. Well-researched, really interesting topics and beautifully narrated.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Particularly about my narration, because I do struggle with it sometimes. I'm forever mentioning that my tongue gets a bit twisted in my mouth sometimes. I don't know if it's a speech impediment or whether I'm just getting tired, but I really do appreciate that. Thank you. Right, today's episode, we do focus on two families, a bit like the DuPonts. So they're mega rich and they are called the Astor and the Vanderbilts. I want to manage expectation as well a little bit, because this episode swings more into the Illuminati. There's a bit of spooky stuff in there, but it is of course mainly focused around conspiracy theories surrounding the 13 families of the Illuminati, but we only sort of really delve into two of those families. Right, are you ready for the story?
Yes, I am.
The Astor and Vanderbilt families, titans of American history, have left indelible marks on the fabric of society through their entrepreneurial spirit and the grandeur of their legacies. Their stories, interwoven with the threads of wealth, influence, and mystery, continue to captivate the imagination of the public. The Astor family is one of the most prominent and wealthy families in the history of the United States and the United Kingdom. Their story begins with John Jacob Astor, who emigrated from Germany to the United States in the late 18th century. He established himself in the fur trade and later expanded into real estate, becoming one of the wealthiest individuals of his time. The Astors have German roots, with the family's progenitor, John Jacob Astor, being born in Waldorf. He and his brother George moved to London in 1778, where they started a flute-making company. John Jacob later relocated to Baltimore and then New York, diversifying his business interests into opium, furs, pianos, and real estate. Throughout the 19th century, the Astor family's wealth grew exponentially, particularly through real estate investments in New York City. They became one of the wealthiest families in the United States. By the end of the century, some members of the family had moved to England and achieved significant prominence there as well. The Astor family, particularly in the 19th and 20th centuries, was shrouded in public intrigue and mystery, partly due to their immense wealth and societal influence. This has led to various rumours and speculative theories about their involvement with the occult. Here's a more detailed look at these aspects. Aleister Crowley, an English occultist, was known for his controversial and flamboyant involvement in Satanism and other occult practices. While there is no direct evidence linking the Astor family to Crowley or his practices, the family's prominence during the same era as Crowley has fueled speculation about potential connections. The Astors have been rumoured to be involved with Freemasonry, a fraternal organisation steeped in ritual and symbolism, which has historically been associated with influential figures in society. However, specific details about the Astors' involvement in Freemasonry are not well documented and remain part of the speculative narrative surrounding the family. The term Black Nobility refers to Roman aristocratic families who sided with the papacy after the unification of Italy. While the Astor family has German and Italian roots, there's no concrete evidence to suggest that they were part of the so-called Black Nobility of Italy. This connection seems to be more of a conjecture based on the European ancestry and the cryptic nature of their wealth. Sarah Cox Todd, the wife of John Jacob Astor, was accused of witchcraft. This accusation came at a time when such charges were not uncommon and could be motivated by various social, economic, or personal reasons. The Astor family, like several other families of significant wealth and historical influence, has been the subject of various conspiracy theories. The Beechwood Mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, was one of the first summer cottages and later became a centre for social activity among the wealthy elite. It was originally built in 1851 and rebuilt in 1855 after a fire. The Astors purchased it in 1881 and expanded it significantly. Rumours suggest that the mansion is haunted by the spirits of loyal servants and other entities related to tragic events and unrequited love. Visitors and staff have reported unexplained phenomena, contributing to its reputation as a haunted location. John Jacob Astor V, a great-grandson of the original John Jacob Astor, he was an inventor and a science fiction novelist. He perished on the Titanic, which has sparked various conspiracy theories. William Waldorf Astor moved to England and became a British subject, later becoming the first Viscount Astor of Hever Castle. Nancy Witcher Astor, the first female member of Parliament in the British House of Commons. She was married to Waldorf Astor, second Viscount Astor. The Vanderbilt family. The Vanderbilt family is an iconic American family that rose to prominence during the Gilded Age, primarily through the shipping and railroad empires established by Cornelius Vanderbilt. They were once considered the wealthiest family in the United States, and their legacy includes grand mansions and philanthropic contributions to society. The family's progenitor, Cornelius Vanderbilt, started his empire in the early 19th century. He was born to a modest family on Staten Island and began working on his father's ferry in New York Harbour. Vanderbilt expanded his business into shipping and railroads, becoming one of the richest individuals in America by the time of his death in 1877. Cornelius's son, William Henry Vanderbilt, doubled the family fortune through further railroad expansion. The Vanderbilts were known for their lavish lifestyles, building opulent homes such as the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina and the Breakers in Newport, Rhode Island. They were also significant philanthropists, contributing to institutions like Vanderbilt University and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The Vanderbilt family, like many prominent families with a long history of wealth and influence, has been the subject of various rumours and conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theorists have speculated that the Vanderbilts were involved in secret societies such as the Freemasons or the Illuminati. These claims are typically based on interpretations of art and symbols found in the family's homes, which some believe to contain hidden meanings or messages. The Vanderbilt homes are known for their architectural grandeur and contain a wealth of art and decorative motifs. Some individuals interpret certain symbols within these artworks as evidence of occult practices or beliefs. For example, esoteric symbols or Masonic imagery found in the decor of their estates are sometimes pointed to as proof of the family's alleged secret society affiliations. The private nature of the Vanderbilt family's personal lives has led to public speculation and the creation of myths surrounding their activities and beliefs. This speculation is often fueled by the family's historical reluctance to publicly discuss their private affairs, leading to mystery that can give rise to rumours. The Vanderbilts have had a significant impact on American culture, and their legacy includes not only their business achievements, but also their contributions to art and architecture. Today, the descendants of the Vanderbilt family continue to be influential in various fields, including journalism, art, and entertainment. Notable contemporary members include Anderson Cooper, a television journalist, and Gloria Vanderbilt, an artist and fashion designer, who was also the subject of various rumours regarding occult symbolism. The Biltmore Estate, located in Asheville, North Carolina, is one of the most famous properties associated with the Vanderbilt family. built by George Washington Vanderbilt II in the late 19th century. It stands as the largest privately owned home in the United States. Over the years, it has become the subject of various ghost stories and rumours of hauntings. There have been numerous reports of sightings and feelings of George Vanderbilt's presence in the estate, particularly in the library, which was his favourite room. Visitors and employees have claimed to see a shadowy figure resembling George, or to hear his voice, especially during stormy weather. Similarly, there are accounts of hearing Edith Vanderbilt's voice, whispering "George" in the library, as if calling her husband away from his books to join her. One of the most famous apparitions said to haunt the Biltmore estate is the Lady in Pink. According to legends, this ghostly figure is believed to be the spirit of a heartbroken woman searching for her lost love. Witnesses have reported seeing a lady dressed in a flowing pink gown wandering the halls and gardens of the estate. Rumours persist of sounds of splashing and laughter coming from the pool room's drain, along with sightings of a lady in black who haunts the rooms. The estate's history includes a series of unfortunate events, starting with George Vanderbilt's death at the age of 51 due to complications from an appendectomy. Cornelia, the daughter of George and Edith Vanderbilt, is another figure around whom ghost stories have circulated. After a colourful life that included leaving the estate, moving to Paris and joining the art scene, some have wondered if her spirit might also linger a bit more. While rumours of occult connections are part of both of these families' lore, they remain unverified. But both of these families, along with the DuPonts, are rumoured to be part of the 13 families of the Illuminati. The narrative of the Illuminati and the 13 families is a tapestry woven from threads of history, conspiracy theories, and the human penchant for finding patterns in the world's complexities. The Illuminati, originally an Enlightenment-era secret society, has become synonymous with the idea of a shadowy power elite orchestrating global events from behind the scenes. This concept has been embellished over time with claims that the group seeks to establish a new world order, an all-encompassing authoritarian world government. The 13 families are often cited as the puppeteers in this grand scheme, each one alleged to have its fingers in a plethora of pies, from finance to politics, entertainment to media. These families with names like Rothschild, Rockefeller and others are said to possess wealth and influence on an almost unfathomable scale. The Rothschilds, for example, have been quoted in conspiracy lore as saying they control the British money supply, a claim that underscores the supposed extent of their power. Fritz Springmeier, a researcher and author, has delved into the histories and connections of these families, presenting a picture of a network with reach and control beyond the ordinary citizen's imagination. His work paints a picture of a world not as it seems, where the visible structures of power are but a facade, machinations of the true rulers. It's important to note, however, that these narratives remain within the realm of conspiracy theory. Despite the compelling nature of such stories, there is a lack of concrete evidence to support the existence of such a coordinated global cabal. The Illuminati, as an organisation, was disbanded centuries ago, and while the idea of it has persisted, it has morphed into a modern mythos that serves as a catch-all explanation for the inexplicable and unjust. In the end, the tale of the Illuminati and the 13 families is a reflection of our collective fascination with the idea that there is more to the world than meets the eye, a hidden layer where the strings of reality are pulled by the few at the expense of the many. Whether one sees it as a cautionary tale of power run amok or an intriguing puzzle to be solved, it remains a captivating chapter in the annals of human storytelling. The families. The Rothschild family, European banking and finance. The Rockefeller family, American oil and banking. The Morgan family, financiers who shaped the US economy. The DuPont family, titans of the chemical industry. The Astor family, real estate magnates. The Bundy family, legal and political connections. The Collins family, lesser known but whispered about. The Lee family, Chinese business interests. The Onassis family, glamour and shipping empires. The Reynolds family, tobacco and media. The Van Doon family, obscure yet woven into this tapestry. The Merovingian bloodline, ancient European dynasty. The Krupp family, German industrialists.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I wonder if any of, the powerful ones from our family, rich, powerful people from our family are in, the Illuminati or something like that.
How do you know that I'm not?
Well, because you're against that business.
Yeah, not only that, we haven't really got any rich and powerful families within our family.
I mean, there's probably, someone out there that's doing well for themselves.
Well, your granddad was in the Freemasons, all the secret handshakes and stuff, because he had his rings, didn't he? We can talk about that now, because he's not around anymore. Mind you, I don't know if it's that secretive, to be fair.
It was.
What, the Masons?
Yeah, whatever you said, the handshakes, whatever.
Yeah, the Masons, I think they're mainly based in the UK, but I don't know. But they are a secret society. And so they all help each other out. And it's supposedly, high-ranking police officials, barristers,
Kingsmen.
Judges, all that. Yeah, they're not quite the Kingsmen, but I get you. And they all sort of help each other out. It's a bit like old boys club, you know, that kind of thing. One thing I want to say about, now, obviously for obvious reasons, fires do begin in stately homes, but every time we've been to a big stately home, had a look around and we're trying to be cultured with our cards for the National Trust, you know, because we've been to a few, haven't we?
Yeah.
Every single one of those houses has had a fire.
What, the big family houses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always get fire. Now, obviously, back in the day, these things would have happened because they would have had those big open fires. But all of them really need to be rebuilt? Something's going on there, boy.
I'm going to have a house like that when I'm older.
Yeah? Yeah. I thought you wanted a caravan.
Yeah, I'm going to have a caravan.
Okay.
But I'm going to have, a big family house.
Yeah?
Yeah, with, I'm going to have my own... I'm going to pay my own painter to take, paint me as in a photo on a canvas. Yeah. And everybody in a family, all the relatives, cousins,
well, we have
aunties,
to dress up posh.
Yeah, you have to be in your suits and dresses.
Try to proper, suit.
Yeah, but then everybody, knows, we're a big family.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Oh. Another thing about that is I find sad that the servant ghosts would stay in the grand house because I really think they should be at home haunting their own. their own people, not staying in the grand house. They should go home and haunt their families. Makes no sense to me to do that.
Only if it was like their fault, and I would haunt my family if they're the reason I died.
I just want to say hi every now and again, you know, I'd want to watch them and make sure they're okay.
For a tea.
Yeah. Now, Nancy Astor, who was one of the first women MPs in this country, Rog told me the other day that she was an MP somewhere, I think, in the West Country, maybe Plymouth, I can't remember, but she was somewhere down there, and she actually, there was this like ongoing joke that you wouldn't find a pub within 5 miles of where she was an MP because she didn't agree with them.
That's a bit odd.
Yeah.
Who was that, Miss Thatcher?
No, Nancy Astor.
Oh.
Probably, maybe they were quite similar in character, you know?
Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up with you again soon.
We surely will. I will catch up with you on Saturday and then we'll be back again on Monday. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.